The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This week marks 20 years since the release of Shaun of the Dead, which is described as the world's first Zom rom-com, which I think means zombie romantic comedy, but I could be wrong. D Reddy will tell me whether I have it right or not. But it is becoming a genre of movies that is ever more possible. And to talk through some of the best picks of those horror comedy movies is, of course, D Reddy, pop culture commentator and podcaster. Am I right in that, D? It is zombie
that
rom-com.
That is zombie rom-com, indeed. You've got it spot on, Anton.
Who knew it was a genre?
Well, indeed. I suppose that was the genre-defining one with Shaun of the Dead, which is back in cinemas, as you said, 20 years after its release. It's a big week for the genre as a whole, though, because Beetlejuice, which is the sequel to Beetlejuice.
Don't say it three times.
Yeah, well, I had a word in between. Is out this week as well. So yeah, just thought it'd be a good opportunity to look at the genre as a whole because it's one of my favourites.
Let us remind ourselves then of Shaun of the Dead.
No, wait, we can't bring him back here.
Why not?
Well, it's not exactly safe, is it?
Yeah. Look at the state of it.
Where's safe? Where's familiar?
Where can I smoke?
Take calm. Go to Mum's, kill Phil.
Sorry.
Grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all this to blow over. How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yeah, boy!
Does it stand up to scrutiny all these years on?
It absolutely does. It's one that I would watch on the regular, really, to be honest with you. I have a DVD collection of the what's called the Cornetto Trilogy, which is the three movies that were made by the same set of collaborators. So Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, who you heard there, the actors, and then Edgar Wright, the director. And they'd worked together before on Spaced, which was a fantastic TV program. But they all kind of work in the same realm where they're absolute nerds themselves about these very specific genres of movies. And so they put a lot of humour about the typical tropes that you see in these movies. So Shaun of the Dead kind of pinned on this thing, and it spawned countless conversations with people ever since of where would you sit out the zombie apocalypse, and their choice is their local pub, the Winchester. But what makes the film so good, and I think it applies really to the comedy horror genre as a whole, is that sort of that knowingness about the actual horror films that have gone before, and the having fun with those tropes. And it's also, if you think about it, like the first comedy horror film was meant to have been in 1922, called One Exciting Night, and it must have been very exciting to have spawned so many. But horror as a genre, because it relies often on special effects and often would look at kind of social mores and stuff like that, it is easy to spoof in a way, because both of those things do move on at a rate of knots.
Other ones that make the cut of this genre, one is Zombieland, the other Death Becomes Her. Was this Meryl Streep?
Yes, that's right. Yes, so this was in 1992, and this one I think is the perfect encapsulation of what often happens with this genre, and why critics sometimes don't really take to it as well, is this sort of high campness of it all. This was in 1992. It starred Meryl Streep alongside Bruce Willis and Goldie Hawn, and both Willis and Streep were kind of using this as a vehicle to kind of break out of roles that they were really being typecast for. Meryl Streep in the very serious dramatic roles and Bruce Willis in the more action roles. Although Streep had done something similar in 1989 with She-Devil, which was a not as good film starring Roseanne Barr.
Did they physically fall apart throughout this movie? Was
they
that the
do. Theme? So the idea is Isabella Rossellini plays this woman who basically sells, I mean, spoiler alert, but if you haven't seen it now, guys, come on. But who sells them this potion that can make them immortal and gives them the very good advice to look after themselves. But they're in a catfight over Bruce Willis, who's a booze addled former plastic surgeon, who's now become a mortician. And they start literally tearing lumps off each other.
Well, I think we have a clip.
You're so negative. Can't you for once just let me enjoy the moment?
What about the neighbors? You don't think they're that kind of guy?
Neighbors! In 12 years in Los Angeles, have you ever seen a neighbor?
Oh, I gotta think. One of us has to stay rational.
I am completely rational, Ernest. We're going to bury her in Death Valley, you and I.
I most certainly will not.
Oh, no? Pretty strong words for a murderer on the run, which is, let's face it, exactly what you are, Ernest. What if the police should receive an anonymous phone call about you and find me on the floor, not breathing, no pulse? Ain't nobody can play dead like me, Ernest. What will you tell them? You're going to be very popular in prison.
Prison?
Prison. Do you know what they do to soft, bald, overweight Republicans in prison, Ernest?
I'll get the shovels, dear.
There's some proper scenery chewing going on there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's the whole point of the film. Like, it's absolutely brilliant. And it did actually, it was nominated, or it won an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. But it really brought visual effects forward. And I know how good it was, having tried to recreate Goldie Hawn's hole in the stomach for Halloween one year.
Did you?
I did, yeah. Mirrors, Anton.
Give us other recommendations from the genre.
Yeah,
then,
so a more recent one would have been in 1922 with the Menu. That was
2022.
Sorry, that was starring Ralph Fiennes, Anna Taylor-Joy, Nicholas Hoult. And
is that any good? Because I see a lot of trailers for it. I'm not willing to commit.
Yeah, it's really, really good. This one is more kind of biting satire, though. So if you're not a fan of the horror genre, the comedy part of it might be lost in you because you're too terrified of what's going on. But it's brilliant. It kind of it's actually based on one of the writers, and it's the team behind Succession as well. One of the writers had dined in this incredibly elite restaurant on an island off the coast of Norway and thought, God, this would be an amazing type of location for something like this to take place. I don't want to spoil that one because it's more recent.
Well, we won't spoil it, but we will have a listen to it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Hawthorne. I'm Julian Slowick, and tonight it'll be our pleasure to feed you.
The curtain rises.
Over the next few hours, you will ingest fat, salt, sugar, protein, bacteria, fungi, various plants and animals, and at times entire ecosystems. But I have to beg of you one thing. It's just one. Do not eat.
Is he here?
Taste. Savor, relish. Consider every morsel that you place inside your mouth. Be mindful, but do not eat. Our menu is too precious for that.
Ralph Fiennes there, of course.
Fantastic.
Dee, to wrap us up, a couple of other recommendations from the genre.
Yeah, This Is the End, which is another one that's absolutely stacked with stars. It's basically an apocalypse that starts when there's a load of people at a Hollywood film. So they're all at a Hollywood party. They're all playing themselves. You've got Freaky, which is a body swap comedy with Vince Vaughn, where he's a serial killer who swaps bodies with a high schooler. And then one of my favourites that a lot of people might have missed is from 2003, Grabbers. This is one that was made in Ireland. It's set in an island off the coast of Ireland, which is where aliens land, and they realise the only way to beat the aliens is to keep slightly drunk so that the aliens can't stand alcohol. So that's great fodder for a lot of comedy.
Dee, thank you very much. Dee Reddy, pop culture commentator and podcaster, coming up.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.